All right. Thank you for that, I think. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, as part of the SF Film Festival, tonight, right here in the city at Premier Theater at Letterman 1, 8:45 p.m., there will be a screening of a new film by our guest, R.T. Thorne, entitled 40 Acres, which has already been a hit at the Toronto Film Festival, where it premiered, and even more impressive, if I may say so, South by Southwest as well. RT, welcome to the show. And first of all, before we get into the film, I mean, it's got to be rewarding. I think that word is not strong enough to get into these film festivals and then have every people say, great job, huh?
It's thank you. First of all, thank you for having me, brother. It's one of those dream things that happens, you know. You make a film that comes from your heart, and you get to get it out into these festivals, and then for me, the treat is like actually sitting in the audience with them and feeling that audience, you know, that theatrical experience, you know, just feeling that audience laugh and cringe and applaud and all that stuff. It's been a dream, brother.
And, you know, a lot of times movies don't live and die on their stars, but it certainly doesn't hurt to get Danielle Deadwyler in there, does it?
Again, you know, it's one of those things. You're writing a character and you're kind of hoping that you can get somebody that first and foremost will just elevate, you know, anything that you can do. And then to have Danielle jump into this role and just body it, man. She's just incredible in this. Danielle is just incredible in almost anything that she does. So
we'll get to the film in a second. But what's it like when you go to these film festivals, as you will tonight, and you're available for, you know, people commenting and maybe even criticizing, whatever it is, mostly platitudes and such. But what's that like when you sort of, you know, meet the audience?
It's amazing. I mean, you know, again, you know, just you live with a story for so long. I wrote this story with a writing partner of mine over 6 years, so I really took my time with the story and the, you know, the lives of these characters to really sort of ground it a bit. And I wanted to do something like that, but to be able to interact with the audience is incredible. You know, it's just, you get a chance to get out from behind the desk or your computer or wherever you were and actually, you know, see what people feel about it and how they see themselves and if they had fun. It's just a joy to be able to talk about the craft. Yeah.
And I think for a lot of us too, we hear 40 acres, we think 40 acres and a mule, think of Spike Lee, we think of General Sherman, and, you know, it's just, there's a lot to that when you, it's an evocative two words, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I think for me, it was about sort of referencing the past, and, you know, if people know about it, you know, that it has a layer for them. But then also it's really not really a historical film. It's a genre thriller. It's a post-apocalyptic thriller involving a family that has had a generational farm that was their 40 acres that they got. And it's now about how they're defending it now in a post-apocalyptic future. So it's referencing the past, but it's something new, you know, and I'm really excited for people to see it.
I remember I heard Bill Burr one time on his podcast said, if you have a bunker and you're growing crops, you're just growing them for the armed gang that will come and steal them. It's kind of the plot of this, right?
It really is, man. I love Bill Burr. I grew up, out west in Canada, in Alberta. And, our family didn't have a farm, but, you know, my father worked in the produce industry. And so I was sort of exposed to a lot of the symbiotic relationship of you know, people working land and providing food. And I just always thought that was such an interesting way into a post-apocalyptic thriller. I mean, you see lots of that style of genre, but you know, I'm always wondering, what are these people eating? Like, there's no supermarkets, there's no grocery stores around. So what are they eating? And I just thought, you know, the plight of farmers in that particular time would be crazy, you know. And if you have a farm and it's producing land, people are coming for you. So I just thought that would be a great sort of way into a genre thriller, and then have it be a black and indigenous family that is the family that is sort of, you know, holding it down. So, yeah.
I always think it's interesting with Alberta when you got Calgary and, or Calgary, as you guys say, and Edmonton and their oil towns, but you got people in cowboy boots and cowboy hats. And to think that you were there to making feature films, and I know you got started as a music video director. How did you sort of make that transition to being not in the middle of nowhere, but far away from the bright lights to where you are now?
Well, I mean, truthfully, like, I grew up there, but then, you know, my mother, you know, she moved us over to Toronto. And so, you know, a large part of my life has been in Toronto. And that's where the music video side of it came in. I was around a lot of music artists in that, you know, Toronto had a vibrant music scene. And I started chasing people around with cameras and you know, sort of developing a career in that way. But you know, the story is you know, has a strong mother-son story. It's really about a mother-son and sort of figuring out how you can move forward. You know, that's my mother and me. That's our relationship in my teenage years. It really is the same thing. It's that universal sort of generational conflict that happens. You know, your parents think they know what the world is, what they had to go through, and they're trying to give you the tools to survive in that world. And you, as a young person, are like, you know, well, maybe the world's not quite how you thought it was, Mom, you know? So it is that story that is the core of it.
Well, I think Toronto and music, of course, I think Drake. You don't get involved in the Drake feuds, do you?
No, man. Look, man, I'm in production, bro, you know? Whatever will pay the bills, you know? So, I mean, we're definitely, you know, we definitely are, you know, we owe Drake a lot for putting a lot of Canadian music on the map. Yeah, when he gets going on certain things, that has nothing to do with us.
Last question for you, and it's one thing to write a movie. It's another thing to direct a movie as well, because you have so much authority in the creative process. But then again, it's all on you. If you choke, it's like, well, there's really no one else to blame. So congratulations on it being a hit. But what's that like when it's like, be careful what you wish for. It's like, this is my baby.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's definitely a large responsibility, but I think, like in anything, man, you know, whether it be sports, the main character in this that Danielle plays, she's ex-military. So is her partner, Michael Greyeyes. He's ex-military. I think the commonality between all of those things is that you're a team. You know, you're a group of people that all have specific roles, and you know, as a director, it's just, you're just trying to rally the team, you know, keep their morale up, keep them focused on a very particular goal or mission, and your strength comes from them, you know. So I really look at it like that. My entire production career as a director has been that you're as good as your crew is, and so it was really, it's really a blessing. It sounds like a lot of stress, but you get together with a, you know, dedicated group of people to achieve a goal, and you push forward and you make it happen. And it, there's nothing more gratifying.
Well, if you are in NorCal tonight, you got time to get over to Premier Theater at Letterman 1, 8:45 p.m., part of the SF Film Festival. We will be watching 40 Acres, and the writer-director, our guest, R.T. Thorne, will be there. And if you can't get here, it's going to open theatrically nationwide on the 4th of July. R.T., congratulations on the film, man. Let's catch up on your next one.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And come through for a fun ride, y'all. It's a fun movie.